Most importantly, she would tell him about the life he would probably never know, the life she had once lived in Chongqing. The taste of watermelon cooled in the well, the sound the willow branches made when the clansmen swept their ancestors' graves, the fragrance of perfumed fans, the touch of the fortune teller's finger tracing destiny along the palm of one's hand, the view from the House of Wang as the sun set over the mountain of 10,000 steps, and especially the people who lived on that far side of the world, to whom they would always belong. Then the lilting strains of Silent Night brought Shirley back to Brooklyn, and she searched the audience for her parents. When she spotted them in the third row among all the tenants of No. 4 Willow Street, she winked. The tenants wiggled their fingers at her. She blushed. Her classmates found this most amusing, for they whispered among themselves, then orchestrated a frenzy of waves for all to see. Only Emily and Mabel refrained from embarrassing her. Emily and Mabel, her best friends. The ones who should have been on the stage in her place. For Mabel knew more about baseball than she. And Levy, not Wong, represented the best mind and the warmest heart in all of the sixth grade. Poised between laughter and tears, Shirley took a deep breath to catch the high note in the last refrain. Peace, sleep in heavenly peace. In the brief silence that followed the song, Shirley suddenly realized that her moment would soon come. How she had longed for it. But now that it was here, she felt unprepared, as if she had never pictured it, had not rehearsed it over and over again. Biting her lips, she looked anxiously at her hero, Jackie Robinson. The handsome baseball player gave her a grand slam of a smile and put out all her fears. Years later, Shirley could still remember the speech he gave, could still repeat word for word what she said when she handed him the huge golden key. First came the words she had memorized. To the rookie of the year, to the Dodger who made a difference, to the man who changed what has been, Mr. Jackie Robinson, a great American, I present on behalf of PS8 the key to our school. Mr. Robinson bent down and took the key she held out. Thank you, Shirley, he said. Thank you, everyone. I shall treasure this day. When the cheering and applause ended, he spoke again. Remember what I said in my talk. Excel. For someday you will all hold the keys to making America the greatest country in the world. Someday I hope to be sitting in an audience like this and listening to one of you giving a speech as the President of the United States. The great Jackie Robinson turned to Shirley and patted her on the shoulder. Perhaps, he said with a smile, it will be you, Shirley.